We're going to start the Mishnah, Pei Aleph and Bet Aleph. Start the Mishnah. Kasav Megarish is Ishnah V'Nimlach. A person wrote to be Megarish, his wife, and he changed his mind and he didn't give her the get. She's not divorced. And then he died. Pasla Menakuna. V'Shamay Aymrim, Pasla Menakuna. V'Shamay said, since the get was written, that is called a Reach HaGet. And a Reach HaGet is enough to pass her from Kahuna. Again, there's a big shaila in the Mefarshim why she's passed from Kahuna. I picked one of the ways of interpreting it. That Rabbana says that even though the get was given, but since the get was written, that's enough for us rabbinically, this is all rabbinic, to pass her to Kahuna because there was a get. And then from the eyes of people, she's viewed as a divorcee, even she never got divorced. The get was never given. He died. She's a widow. But we don't let her marry a Kayan, out Paslam and Akuna. That's how some of Farshim learn. I will mention in other Pshat, there are three, I think, four Pshatim. The second Pshat is that since Meshamai holds that normally a person divorces his wife because he sees a Tvar Erva, so therefore if he writes to get, we say to himself, obviously he saw a Tvar Erva. Not why would he write to get? And therefore we don't want her marrying a Kayan because we're afraid she might be a Zayna. Again, no proof, nothing. But the fact that he wrote the get is enough for the Rabbanan to get concerned that maybe he knows something that we don't know, and therefore we don't let him marry a kid. Again, the first shot is the easiest shot. It's a Reach HaGet. Even if he handed to her on condition, and the condition wasn't met, and then he died, she's a widow. She's not a divorcee. The condition was never met. A get was written, and a get was given. But the get wasn't effective, and therefore we do not pass from an akuna. There is no rabbinic prohibition from her to marry a kayan. Rashi. No Rashi.
It's interesting because people are going to see later, they're going to say, hey, the get was given.
Again, that's exactly the Zeitzel's Kiddush. Now we're not worried about that. The bottom line is the get wasn't an effective get, so we don't pass from an akuna. Either the Rabbana made this or they didn't make this. Rabbi Tzul holds there's no such takana as Rabbanan.
But by, what's it called? By the one that
Yet Yasha was given to her afterwards. This is never, this, let's take it back. Yet Yasha was effective afterwards. He gave it to her. Without a condition. It's a fear that people might say later that she got pregnant before the get. Again, it's one has nothing to do with the other.
Apples and oranges.
Apples and oranges, exactly.
I'm very good at that.
Dr. Gemara Shalach Lashmul. Rav Yosef, the son of Rav Menashe from Tvil, sent the following shayla to Shmul. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, teach us. Yatzal of Koil, there was a Koil that went out, a rumor. Ish blindi kayin kasav get liishtai. That this person wrote a get to his wife. That's what the rumor said. That he wrote a get to the wife. And the yeshevas tachta b'masham shasai. And she happens to continue living with him. Mahu. What do we do? Meaning, do we say, listen, we're afraid. The rumor says he divorced her. Right? The rumor said he wrote a get. And therefore, rumor will say that he took back his grusha. And we don't want that. And therefore, we would break up the marriage. Or do we say that we don't break up the marriage? That was the question to Shmuel. What do we do in a situation where there's a rumor that says that the Kayan is living with his grusha, that he remarried his grusha? Rashi, Ishblaimi Kayan. Maisa Balufanov, Shikasav Kayan, Lagarish is Ishtai. The Yatsa Kail Beir, and a Kail went out in the city that said, Akach, Shikasav Laget. Mao, Mimafkino Lamine, do we break up the marriage with some Kala, Shloyaim Rugirsha Verzira, Benimsa Kayam Mazu Grushasa? That was the Shaila he asked him. Amar La Shalach Lahoy. So Shmuel sent back, Tate. She should go out. However, but we still have to check into it. Now, the way Rashi learns it's like a little bit of a contradictory statement that he said. Let's read it inside. She should go out because there's a koil, but before we break it up, we have to check it out. So, teitze means, I'm not 100% sure how to read this. She should go out, but we should check out before she goes out. How does Archcole translate this? What does he say?
I know what
he says. Does he say anything at the bottom? Can I borrow it?
Yeah, I can.
I'm sorry. Doesn't say much else.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
That's anything, you know?
I don't think so. Zogt Gemara. Mahi, what does he mean? Ilema dima vatlinan kali ilema vatlinan. Is it that let's try to suppress the rumor? Let's try to get rid of the rumor, and then we don't have to break up the marriage. And if we can't, then we will break up the marriage. Is that what he meant? We have to break up the marriage, but let's first try to stop the koil. And if we can stop the koil, we won't break up the marriage. There seems to be a machloikas, a big shayla exactly how to learn, so we'll see in a moment. In Arda, they did not try to suppress rumors. Shmuel is in Arda. So what does that mean? He would say, let's try to suppress the rumor. It's not true. Shmuel would never try to suppress the rumor. So therefore, that can't be pshat. That can't be pshat. So what are we investigating? What are we looking for? There's a rumor that he wrote again. Right? So Shmuel said, let's investigate, and if necessary, we'll break up the marriage. Now what are we investigating? Whether we can stop the koil? In Azar, they never tried to stop a koil. They never tried to suppress the rumors. In Surah, they did. In Adar, they didn't. And Shmuel is the Rav of Adar. And they asked Shmuel the Shiloh. And for the Gemara, we're going to come back to this. Allah, the Ikari, the Nasinik Siva. Because some people, when they say the word wrote, means give. We investigate, what do people mean when they said he wrote a get? Do they mean he just wrote it? Then we wouldn't break up the marriage. If it means people call giving writing, that's how they refer to the guy divorced his wife. They say he wrote a get. So then it means they gave. That kind of thing, we would break up the marriage. And again, the Gemara's not finished yet, but that's how we translate it now. Now let's read the Rashi's of Rashi. If we can quiet down the people of the city, and to take out, get rid of this rumor. Problem is, now notice Rashi here. This is a big machlokes we show them. The Dayanim did not have the minig, the shaskam, to quiet down Kyle. Why not? Why didn't they try to suppress rumors? The Me'achshad, because they were afraid. So Yeshu Kyle Shemachzikim Yidei Avera. There shouldn't be a Kyle that Bezen tries to support people to do Averis. They're suppressing rumors to cover for people to do Averis. Therefore, in Ador, Rashi learns, the minig was, leave rumors alone. We will have this in 8 blocks. Besura mevatli kala, but in Ador, let mevatli kala. In Sura, they were mevatu akal. In Ador, they weren't mevatu akal. Now, Rashi's shita is that this was a minig. This is not a machlokes in halacha. In halacha, we would love to be mevatu akel. Except in Adar, they felt being mevatu akel will give fodder to those who always accuse the rabbis of covering crimes. And therefore, they'll say, see, they stick up. They try to cover things up. And therefore, in Adar, the minig was not to be mevatu akel. That's how Rashi learns. Other Rishonim learn to machlokes lahalacha. Should we be mevato a kail or not? Rashi uses the word minig. Other Rishonim say that it was a machlokes in halacha. Sura, which was Rav's city, they held you should try to be mevato a kail. And Shmuel held lahalacha, we don't mevato a kail because maybe it's true. Again, I'm just saying how some Rishonim learn. Rashi does not learn that way. And the word Rashi tells us, lahoyunoigim. Notice Rashi stresses it wasn't the minig. Yes.
I mean, no one said anything about how far-reaching was the call. It seems like any time there's a little call.
No, the Gemara elsewhere says the call has to be for a day and a half, and the call has to be that it wasn't started by enemies.
So is the comment to the Gemara?
The Gemara that we had in the second parak of Yavam is correct. Yes. And for the Gemara Vayter, the problem with that is, I didn't finish the Rashi yet. The Koyel and the Sinik Siva, in Regilim Be'ir, Likas and the Sinik Siva, Avi Koyel, Sharaim and Shekasav, Lov, Ahai Kasav and Nasanu, and that Kasav means giving, the Koyel and the Sinik Siva. We like Koyel and the Sinik Siva, but if in this city, Siva means Siva, not Nasina, ain't that Koyel. We actually do, but Magzik Roshasoy, Shalom Yatsukov, Shinasan, the Koyel didn't say he gave a get, Hoshikasav. Period. Now, Rashi goes to the next piece of Gemara. We will come back to this Rashi later. Frek the Gemara. Even if people refer to Ksiva as giving, they call it rote. But rote can also only mean rote. Why are we breaking up a marriage? Because sometimes people refer to giving as writing. They also refer to writing as writing. All the calls that he wrote doesn't say he gave. Yes, it might mean one, it might mean the other. Zuck the Gemara in. Now, the E Megalia Milsa, the Karl and the Sinik Siva, this is good enough for us. The fact that sometimes people mean gave and they use the word wrote, we have to be cheshish that that's what people will say it means, and therefore people will say we allow Mazur Roshasai, and we can't have that. Rashi. Dr. Rashi of Pachinon, the He Nami, the Karl and the Sinik Siva, true that they call giving writing, and my Mafkinon of Achim, if Lexiva, Gubim, Lekur, Lexiva. Uman Lemelo, the high cost of the Kami Nasanu. Who says the rumor meant gave? Do Maksiva Balmahu. It said wrote. The answer is Mishaninan, Imagalia Milsa. If we find out, Trigila Beneir, Likrus, and the Sinik Siva, that they refer to giving again as writing again. Abagabal Siva, not Lomdenami Korik Siva, even though writing is also Kok Siva, Machmarina Lamechish Lakala. We are machmer to be chayshish to a kol. Raminan kastav and nasan kamri, v'taitzim nechshad a kol. We break up the marriage because of the fear of the kol. Frek the Gemara. V'amar Ravashi kol kolu debasin nisun lechashin alei. Ravashi told us a rule. We never break a marriage up because of a rumor. Ever. So how are we breaking up this marriage because of a rumor? The rumor is he divorced her. So because of that, we're going to break a marriage up. Ravashi told us, never do you break a marriage up based on a rumor. Rumors can stop marriage. We won't let a kohen marry a woman if there's a rumor. But to break up a marriage based on a rumor? We never break up a marriage based on a rumor. That's what Ravashi told us. So how can Shmuel over here say, break the marriage up?
I mean, who says that they agree?
Yeah, Ravashi is a later Amira, and he's saying this is a rule, he would not argue on Shmuel. If Shmuel said we do break up marriages, he would not come along and just say that as a fact. Rashi, Kol Kala the Buster Nisuan. I tell you what, let's do it a little bit more Gemara and then we'll be able to understand the Rashi better. And for the Gemara, you're right. We will not break up the marriage to this claim. My Tetze Nami Tetze Misheni. What happens is, if the kohen dies, and now she wants to marry a different kohen because she's a widow, and there was a rumor that he had written a get. So we say, she's not allowed to marry the second kohen. If she does, we will break up that marriage, because that's a kala of the kohen nisuin. That rumor was there before the second marriage. He married her when there was a rumor. We won't break a consisting marriage based on rumor. But if there's a rumor that we don't allow her to get married to somebody, and she does, we will break up that marriage.
You see her living with the Rishon?
Track the Gemara. Imkei natamaiti la'az abanav sharishon. If we break up the second marriage, we're saying that the kids of the first one is a cholol, and we're ruining the first one's kids. Very nice and dandy, but you're affecting the kids in the first marriage. You're letting her stay married to the first kayin. She can have five more children, and then he dies, and she marries the kayin, and we break it up, and people are going to say, hey, that means she was a grusha. That means the kids are chololim.
The cholol preceded the children, you mean, like I said.
And for the Gemara, he was the Mishenu, the Mavkinullah, Marishalay Mavkinullah. Since people see that we did not break up the first marriage, we only broke up the second marriage. They'll say Chazal ascertained, the peasant ascertained, that he divorced her right before he died. They will not say he divorced her when the rumor started, because we let him stay married. Why wouldn't we break it up? Terence says we don't take the rumor seriously. So then why are we breaking up the second marriage? Must be the best to know something we don't know, and he must have divorced her right before he died. And therefore people will understand that we break up a second marriage and not break up a first marriage.
We said,
they weren't about to the girl. They just didn't break up a marriage. Kyle was not strong enough to break up an existing marriage.
Again, but after time, see if it's time.
Rashi, kol kolu the bus in the sewer. Even though we learned in the ninth parak, we will mention some learned this in 7.5 what? The chashina lekolu. Nan, yatsa shema biyir mukadeshes lepoini mukadeshes. If there's a kol that a woman got married, we say she's married basurali nasalach achit nasalpoini get. We don't let him marry anybody else till the first one gives her a get, even though he screams, Chai v'chaim, I never married her. Doesn't make a difference. The kail makes us make a get. By the way, you know where screaming Chai v'chaim comes from. Because in the Pion of Rosh Hashanah, Chai v'chaim, never v'kadosh, just to say it loud. So that's why people say, Eshrat Chai v'chaim. Hanimili, Shiyatza kail, Kaidim Shitinasu l'achar. That's if the kail went out before she married somebody else. We don't worry about a kail after marriage. She's been married many years. This is a rumor he wrote a get. Even if people call giving a get writing. But we're going to break up a marriage? This is a kail after marriage. Vinasa Kayanachar and somebody else, another Kayan married her against the Kayal, Tate. Shayasa Lekho Grusha said Kamashanim. Because the Kayal that she's a Grusha has come out many years already, period. Ubachina and Frank the Gemara about the mighty laws of Banu Sharishan. You're going to be spreading a rumor against the children of Lemichalolim. Sharatsium and Asheni, they broke up the second marriage, must be, people will say, Shabbat Kuakar Dorab and Imtsu Emes, that they found the rumor to be true. So the Gemara, no. Asilameimar, Samuch Lemir Sigar Sharisha. Lefiz Chachamim Matir Aisim and Asheni, Veloy Asilam Zukakal and Kamabaki. People will not say that the first coil was true. How Marisha Leavku, we never broke up the first marriage. They ain't last, and we don't have to worry about the kids. So it's interesting. Here's the rumor that the guy divorced his wife. We ignore the rumor. They can live together for the next 44 years. 44 years later, he dies. She marries a kayan, we break it up, based on that rumor. And we're not afraid that people will say that the first one lived in sin, because the fact that we let them live together means we didn't take the call seriously. Now we're not letting him marry a kayan. People will not say it's because of the first call. They'll say Bessa must have found out he divorced her before he died. And therefore, we're not worried about the kids, we're not worried about the first marriage, we don't allow a second marriage, based on that call that we ignored for 44 years.
Ever get expired?
So the Gemara says a kail that lasts 1.5 days is a serious kail. I mentioned it before. I'm just repeating myself.
Once a kail was established, does it ever die?
That's the shaila of batlin and kala. I'm a batlin and kala. It might die on its own, but Bezen takes it seriously.
50 years later, she's getting.
Bezen still remembers the kail. Laim of Aplin and Kala means we don't suppress a kail. The kail is a kail that we deal with.
But when we left this marriage, when we taste say over here, if they did a bidiket and it was to be that he really died, they would let him stay, right?
Again, they're not mevatel the koel. Which means that they go with the koel that she was divorced to a point that we won't let her marry a koel.
But I'm saying if there's children, I'm saying 50 years later, and they do, they look into it, and he didn't divorce her.
We don't know that. We don't know that he didn't divorce her.
We assume that he maybe divorced her then.
That's what the koel said in Loim Vatlin and Kala. Ravashi's not going against Shmuel. There's a machloike surah in Arzah. In surah, the minig was we suppress koel. We do an investigation. If we don't back it up, we go up and announce the koel is wrong. In Arzah, they never did that because they'd be accused of a cover up. So they never bothered a koel. However, they would not break up a marriage based on a koel.
And that's the second marriage?
They wouldn't break up the first marriage based on a koel. But we would not let her marry a koel. And if she did, we would break it up.
Right before the second marriage, we're not going to let them. That's a new koel?
No!
So the koel, the original koel, we're not going to hold it.
That's not true!
In the Hardal would do, but the Chalalim.
Again, we don't not hold of it. We don't hold of it, meaning we're not willing to, this is not evidence. There's no evidence. It's a rumor. We don't break people's marriage up based on a rumor.
That means it's not, it doesn't have any essence to it. It doesn't have any validity.
It's not true, because we're going to deal with that rumor for any new marriage.
In the old marriage, if they have children, are they chalalim based on the
chalalim? No, because that's affecting the first marriage. That's affecting the first marriage. We don't use a koel to affect any.
It's kind of like a sphere, because if you're saying tasty from the second marriage, you're saying that there was something to the koel.
That's because because we use a koel enough not to start new relationships.
And if they, but they said Tate,
because he broke that rule, we told him not to get married to her.
But it doesn't impact.
No, because I people will see it as a stira.
Yeah.
They'll say Bezin ascertained that he divorced her before he died. Okay. Tyson brings down that even with Aiden, we don't suppress the Kyle and our dog.
So what was their machlokus then?
In Surah, we would have been out. We would have looked into the Kyle, and if we saw it had no basis, we would announce to the world, don't listen to this koel, and she can get married to a kohen afterwards. We ignore the koel totally.
And in our job,
they never did that.
They just said, keep it.
They let the koel go. They didn't break up marriage.
Don't let her marry a kohen.
But they did not let her marry a kohen. And according to Rashi, it was a machlokes of minig what to do. Wasn't the halachic machlokes, it was a minig machlokes. Nadal was concerned of people accusing Bezin of cover-up. That was a real concern to them. Rabbi Huda Bar Eloi is the Tana Rabbi Huda. Ball reg shloike dyrus rishaynim dyrus achrayim. Look and see how far different generations view things. Dyrus rishaynim beshamai. The earlier generations means beshamai shita. Not that we paskin that way. That the beshamai said that once a guy wrote a get to his wife, we don't let him marry a kohen. Because it's called a reyach haget, even though he never gave it to her, and we know he never gave it to her, and there's no rumor that he gave it to her. But the fact that he wrote a get, we don't let him marry a kohen. That's how strict Beis Shammai was in the approach of a kohen marrying a woman that is not even a grusha, but people say a get was written, and we know it meant written, not given. That's how strict they used to be in the old generations, according to Beis Shammai. And then Dairus Achorayim is Reb Daisa. And then a few generations later in Tanoim, we have Reb Daisa, who not only seems to look at chashas differently, but takes it to a what we would call a little bit of an extreme. The Tanya Shvuya Chelos Betruma Dibur Reb Daisa. Now, halacha is a woman gets captured. The Rabbanan are worried that the guy had a relationship with her. It's not a biblical fear for a number of reasons. Number one, she has a chazaka that she's mutter lakuna. Number two is a woman will make herself look as ugly as possible in the eyes of her captors to make herself that they wouldn't want to have a relationship with her. So biblically, we're not chayshish. The Rabbanan came along and said a shvuya is asa lakuna and a shvuya is asa to truma. Reb Daisa disagrees with that. Says it's not true. A shvuya can eat truma. It's not a problem at all. Why? Because chima amar Reb Daisa chima asa la rabbi zeh. What are you worried that the guy did? Meshamiyachla bin the del pasul minakuna. Because he played with her. He pasul her minakuna. We're not chayshish. She had a relationship with her.
Why?
Reb Daisa is not afraid of that. Why? Yes.
No, I'm saying.
I'll turn the tables on you.
Not asking
the kind of way.
This is an all kind of shuyim,
or is this a prat? Again, Reb Daisa disagrees that Rabbanan asked a shuyim and truma. He doesn't let her marry a kayin, but because that's biblical. But he lets you eat truma Rabbanan.
Oh.
He says because it's only a Rabbanan fear to begin with, and I'm not so afraid.
We don't know what happened.
We don't know what happened. We don't know they had a relationship. The Raisa, we're not conscious they had a relationship. To Rabbanan fear. The Trabzaisa, I'm not afraid of that.
Well, just true Rabbanan.
The Gemara in Tzuba says it's true with Rabbanan.
So, and this whole thing about she made herself ugly, that's...
100%.
No, then is it, you think he's going to have cosmetics given to her?
Again. This guy has a whole bunch of unlimited women available to him. Doesn't need her. If she's nice, she's attractive, he's attracted to her. If she looks ugly, he has other women.
She will make herself ugly.
That's exactly it. She will make herself as unappealing as possible. In order, he shouldn't bother her. Dr. Abdaisa, that's biblically. Came along to Rabbanan and said, we're afraid. Dr. Abdaisa, we're not afraid for Truma. Now, look how far it's gone. Bishamai being Machmer and a written get, and Reb Daisa being Mako on a woman that's captured. It's a contrast. They have no shaykes to each other. We don't paskel like Bishamai. We happen not to paskel like Reb Daisa either. But that's not the point. The point is, look the difference of generations. That's what Yehuda says. Interestingly enough, Reb Yehuda holds like Reb Daisa in Masechtos Ksubos. And here he's like pointing out how far Reb Daisa has gone, makes it sound that he disagrees. He happens to agree with Reb Daisa. He's just pointing out, look how generations have changed. Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Beshama she machmiri begdushas yuchsim. They were machmir, the kedusha of yuchis. Sha'aisum aisa lakunim neksivas haget. They asked her to kunim because they're writing again. Shemiach lo shesachak ima. Lichashin Hashem abola. We're not afraid to live with her. So he might have touched her, but he didn't live with her. That's what Reb Daisa says. V'yam Rabbi Bar Chanan Reb Yechon L'mishum Reb Yehuda Bar Eloi Bolei Shloi Kedayrus Rishayim Dayrus Achrayim. Now this next piece of Gemara is not a kitten piece of Gemara, but since Reb Yehuda Bar Eloi contrasted earlier and later generations, the Gemara says he contrasted them in a different way as well. Dayrus Rishayim. For fruit to be chayev b'maiser biblically, it has to come in through the front door. It has to enter pnei habayis. So they used to davka look to make their fruit chayev b'maiser. They have a mitzvah. They wanted to do the mitzvah of separating maiser, and they wanted to do it biblically. So they did is they brought their produce in the front door, so they can be in the midst of Trumas and Maitres biblically. They bring in their produce through the rooftops and through the backyards to the point Trumas and Maitres. The Amar Abzanai, Ein Atel Meschai the Maitres, Ach Yerub Nehabayas. Until sees the front of the house. Shemim Be'ayat HaKadosh, Min Habayas. Now, Taisus points out that it's only mutter der achilas haroi. rabbinically, we don't allow a person to eat the grain anyway, even if he comes into the backyard. Except he can snack, or he can feed his animals. It's not as severe. So they try to avoid the severity. That way they can still snack from it. Whereas if they came through the front door, they wouldn't be allowed to do anything. So they look for a way to mitigate the severity of tevel. Earlier generations look for a way to make it as severe as possible. And the later generations look for a way to try to make it less severe. And that way at least they're allowed to snack. So they can snack from it. Or feed their animals. Rabbi Yekin Amar Filo Chatzer Kavas. Even if it comes into the chatzer, you would have to avoid going to the chatzer. Shnevev Ochlu B'Sharecha in your gates V'Saveyu. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Derech Traksimoin, Derech HaKvusha Michutz, the way that's set, Kvusha, established, from the outside, Lichtus Lufnim. V'daimeli Shulashin Yivani, K'may Traksin. I think it's a Greek word, like the word Traksin. Tosfos says it means gate. What? Traklin is the house. Is the main room, right? Haskin atzulcha beprusder k'deshet tikonos l'traklin. The lechayve b'meiser, the kaimel ein atzulcha b'schayve b'meiser shirp ne'abayis. Udayel l'derech hashar, lafukin derech hatzeres or derech gagas deloy. If you don't hold on Rabbi Yechonon, he can come into the chatzer into the roof as long as he doesn't go through the front door. V'yaluch v'b'achum b'sharecha, b'bam matziah b'asaycher. And the question is, that's how Rabbi Yechonon learns it out. It's interesting. The Rashi says, you can bring a Derech HaTeres, and then he brings the Pasuk of Rabbi Yechon, and I don't know why. I'm sorry?
They take
before. Yes. They could take it before, once it's in Minakri, once it's in a pile. Correct. This is a big tumult in the Achrayna, because some Gemaras are mashma, that the Chiyav starts as soon as it's in a pile. And some Gemaras are mashma, the chiyuv is only if it comes through the front door. How to reconcile is a major shaila in the Rishayim and the Achrayim. Peshu and Beya says that the Isser Tevel starts, sorry, the chiyuv Meiser starts, I think, again, I'm relying on memory, because I heard this word, I heard this Peshua for Rav Klevsky in 1972, just 50 years ago. He told me to play Yeshua. It was one of the two things that he told me I should remember, call Yimei Chayai, this play Yeshua. And I asked him on the play Yeshua for this Gemara. He didn't have an answer. The play Yeshua says that the Ischi of Meister starts once it's in a pile. The Isser Tevel starts when it comes into the house. So therefore you can still snack till it comes into the house. But the Chiyuv Meiser starts on a pile. And he brings rice from Gemara's. So I asked him, Gemara here says, that Lepoitrim and Amaiser. According to him, according to the Pei Shua, it didn't take the Lepoitrim and Amaiser, take the Lepoitrim and Isser Tevel. It's not Potrim and Amaiser. It is Chiyuv and Meiser from the time it's piled up. I asked him that Kasha. That was our conversation that I had with him 50 and a half years ago.
Whatever he brought into the house.
Again, the way that Yeshua learns, Chiyuv Meiser is there before, the Isser Tevel is not there before. So it could be that's what the Gemara means according to him, but it's not as clear. But this is the place Yeshua says this in Beya Yud Gimel. That's what he told me then. Yud Gimel? Yud Gimel, yeah. Beya Yud Gimel. That's where the place Yeshua is. Again, two things he told me that I should remember all my life. And this is one of the two. But he told me this in Yeshua, 15 and a half years ago. So far, I remember.
I know what else he said to me. The second thing is, you should come to Cleveland.
No, you're not telling me to go to Cleveland.
No?
No. I don't want to say it in the middle now, but it was another thing that he told me, a part. And he told me to remember Kol Yimei Chayai. That's also 15 and a half years ago. And I remember that also. Two times he told me to remember Koyim Mechaya. So I'm trying to be Mechaya Mitzivoy to remember Koyim Mechaya.
When you say a pile, that's a pile on the floor?
They used to make kree. They used to take grain after they threshed it and make a huge pile in the field. I don't know what the purpose of the pile was. And then they smoothed out the pile, and that was considered gemar malacha.
Oh, I thought the smoothing out was inside of a barrel or a container.
No. It was in a pile in the field.
Oh.
Now, again, what the purpose exactly of why they... I'm not a farmer, and today they have machines that harvest and thresh and do everything before you even see it.
Combine.
So, therefore, it's not a gay anymore. But in those days, they harvested, they threshed, and then they piled the grain up and smoothed the pile out. And then they took it to wherever the destination was. There was a process. I don't know what the reason. In England, they would say there was a process. I don't know the reason for that process. Dr. Mishnah Weiter. Hamagarish is Ishtai Velana Imma Bebundiki. Person divorced his wife, and then they were together in an inn overnight. Bishamay Aymrim, Einetrichai Menagetcheni. Beshamai says she does not need a new get. We don't know why. There's two ways to understand it. We alluded to this earlier in the parish when the Gemara had a shailah. Might have been in the seventh parish. Where was the Gemara? Whether Rabbi Yechonon said. I think it was the seventh parish. Right, it was in Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, where the Gemara talked about when they saw Yichud.
Yeah.
Right, they saw Yichud after he gave her a get. That's what the Mishnah said. And then the Gemara said, if you see them be miyached, are you afraid or you're not afraid? And there were three different shatim. And the Gemara kept on bringing this statement from Rabbi Yechonon, Machloikas B'Sharu Shenivala. This is the Mishnah of Machloikas B'Sharu Shenivala or not. We will have two pshatim in this Mishnah, which will refer back to that Gemara, that Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. Anyway, so Beshamai says, Ein Tzricha Ben Get Sheni. Ubitzilu Imrim, Tzricha Ben Get Sheni. Rashi, Tzricha Ben Get Sheni, Mefarish B'Gemara. Amasai, when is this true that you need a new get? Manshin is Garshim and Alisuan. They had once been married. Av Maidim is Garshim and Erison. However, if they only had Garishim from Erison, Shayna Chicha Menegacheni, Meshainli by Gazba. You don't have to be afraid that they had a relationship, that's Vashim Shat, because he's not familiar with her. Once a man and a woman have been married, there's more fear that they had another intimacy. Whereas, if they were never intimate, there's less fear that they would have an intimacy, because they're not as familiar with each other, especially he divorced her, right? So we're not kashya. So the mission is clear that the machloikas is loy ruh shenivala. Because if ruh shenivala, who cares if she was an arus or nesua? The Mishnah makes a difference between erusin and nesuin. So the mission is clearly stating that our machloikas is only when we don't know what happened in the room. Because if we do know what happened in the room, then the Mishnah shouldn't say because he doesn't know and Arus is not familiar with her. He lived with her. We saw intimacy. Obviously, we did not see the intimacy. We saw Yichud. The question is what happened in that room when they had Yichud. So by Nesua, Beisul says, we're afraid they had intimacy. And by Arus, we're not afraid. That's clear in Pshat in the Mishnah. The Gemara will question this. The Gemara will bring a Machloikas. But in the Mishnah, you can't do anything about it. The Mishnah is as clear as day.
Then in Amristan, without Kila, they could have intimacy?
No.
Yeah, so what's the problem? Why would you think that then?
Again, a husband and wife are alone in the room post-get. This is the case here. Basil says she needs a new get. Only if she was once nesua to him. But if she's an arusa to him, she does not need a new get. Now pray tell me what the difference between nesua and arusa is. This is what the Mishnah said.
What do you mean? And Nesua, he lived with her before.
He divorced.
No. And Arusa, he couldn't live with her.
Again, he didn't. And now they're alone in a room. Again, he's talking something completely different. He's saying they never lived together before. I'm asking. Here he is, he divorced his Arusa. And they went alone into a room.
He's the first guy. By him living with her, is he doing an issur?
Yes.
How about by a nisuin?
He divorced her already.
Right.
So it's also an issur.
Not really. I mean, he shouldn't marry anyone else yet.
Again, this is what the Gemara is going to discuss. So instead of us arguing about it, let's leave the Gemara. But again, you admit, all I'm trying to prove from the Mishnah is the Mishnah is talking about when they didn't see intimacy. Because if they did see intimacy, what difference does it make Nisu and Arusa? That's all I'm trying to prove in the Mishnah. Because there's going to be a mandiyam in the Gemara that says Machloikis v'shirush Nivela. We had that earlier. That can't fit in with this Mishnah. Because our Mishnah differentiates between Nisu and Arusa based on whether they had intimacy or not. Not if we know of intimacy, there goes that difference. That's all I'm trying to show you. That statement, Machloikis v'shirush Nivela, cannot work with this Mishnah. That's all I'm trying to say.
This would not apply in Yehuda.
Correct.
We've learned Yehuda in Bavli. Is it something that Yehuda, they didn't talk about in Bavli too much?
It's mentioned one time in Subas.
That's only one? Right?
That I'm sure it must be mentioned elsewhere, but that's the only time I remember the Gemara saying it. Maybe it mentions it a few other times. The main mention is in Subas. I can't say it's not anywhere else. But that's where it is. It's not that every time we talk about a husband living with his wife in Arusa, we mention Yehuda. It's not like a constant.
It's probably not going to be mentioned here either.
It's not going to be mentioned there. Maybe the Rishayna mentioned it, but the Gemara does not mention it here. No. Libay Gaspa Zakrashi Privis Velaz, whatever that French word means. It means familiar. Don't think about my time, Rabbi Babachanam, Rabbi Yechanan. Machloikis v'sharu shenivelo. Zok Rashi. I'm sorry, we can learn the Gemara. The Beishamai Sarvi adam b'isim b'losim b'lisnus, u'beishilu Sarvi ain adam b'isim b'losim b'lisnus. Avaloi ru shenivelo d'vrakoi l'ainis yucham ben keshen. Zok Shavu Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan says, the Machloikis v'shamai b'sil is, when a man lives with his former wife, that's how the Rambam learns, when a man lives with his former wife, is he willing to make his bia be his nus, or is he remarrying her? We saw intimacy. Adam saw intimacy. Is he remarrying her, or is he stum being mazana with her? Beit Shammai says he's being mazana with her. And Beit Hillel says people aren't mazana with their former wives. If they're living with their former wife, they're being mischarit on the get, and therefore remarrying her.
Could be mischarit both?
Well, they both agreed to live together. He didn't divorce her.
I didn't know that
I'm saying, but she's agreeing to a consensual relationship. Eina demaisa belasa bilasnus means they both realize we're not doing this for snus, we are getting remarried. Again, the Rambam learns it's only by a former wife. This halacha eina demaisa belasa bilasnus. Was a stam a pnuya? We wouldn't say this. Other one to say, we would say this across the board. It's a geya. We see a man having a relationship with a woman that he never knew before, never had any relationship before. Do they still require a get? Ain't that the mice of Belasa Bilas Nus? They must have married?
We bring the Gemara about if we saw it, he paid her.
What? That was the Gemara for me. Again, we're going to get. So, the Rambam learns no. It is only by a former wife. And that's how we'll learn the Gemara. It's just easier to learn that way. What?
Problem.
Problem, yeah. This is also a problem.
Either you lost this or you wouldn't do an Isser.
The same Isser. A Kain can't live with a Grusha. Not an Isser of Maxi Grusha, it's an Isser of being with a Grusha.
It's hard to be a bad Gershon. Those are the same.
See you with Shem tomorrow. Everybody should have a Freilich and Zeitz Chanukah and a Gemara Din L'Tayvah.